This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Hundreds of protesters marched to the heavily guarded U.S. Embassy in Indonesia's capital on Tuesday to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip, waving Indonesian and Palestinian flags and signs that read Free Palestine. Demonstrators gathered along a major street in Jakarta that runs outside the embassy. Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim-majority nation, does not have formal diplomatic relations with Israel, and there is no Israeli embassy in the country. In Iran, meanwhile, dozens of Iranians, including women and children, rallied in Tehran on Tuesday to demonstrate their support for Palestinians as Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers continued to trade attacks. Protesters gathered in Tehran's Palestine Square, waving the flags of Palestine, Iran, and Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group. Israel has carried out a wave of airstrikes on what it said were militant targets in the Gaza Strip, leveling a six-story building in downtown Gaza City. Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into Israel from the militant Hamas-ruled territory early on Tuesday. The Associated Press's news director for Israel, Joe Fetterman, says this goes way beyond protests and a simple skirmish. In fact, this is war.
We're talking about a lengthy conflict. We're now over a week into the fighting. It's very heavy fighting. In some ways, it's the heaviest fighting we've ever seen between these enemies. We also see a change in the type of weapons that have been used and the types of targets. Israel is not only striking military bases and weapons and so forth. It started to go after Hamas leaders, political leaders, military leaders, assassinations.
This is VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said yesterday the world has reached a situation of vaccine apartheid and was no longer just at risk of that status. Earlier, he called on COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers to make shots available to the COVAX vaccine sharing facility sooner than planned due to a supply shortfall left by Indian export disruptions.
While we appreciate the work of AstraZeneca, who have been steadily increasing the speed and volume of their deliveries, we need other manufacturers to follow suit. Pfizer has committed to providing 40 million doses of vaccines with COVAX this year, but the majority of this would be in the second half of 2021.
COVAX, which supplies doses to poorer countries, relies heavily on India's Serum Institute's exports of the AstraZeneca jab, but many of these are instead being used by the country as it battles a massive second wave of infections. U.S. President Joe Biden said yesterday that the U.S. will share an additional 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines with the world in the coming 6 weeks as domestic demand for shots drops and global disparities in distribution have grown more evident.
Over the past 118 days, our vaccinations program has led the world. And today, we're taking an additional step to help the world. We know America will never be fully safe until the pandemic that's raging globally is under control. No oceans wide enough, no walls high enough to keep us safe. Rampant disease and death in other countries can destabilize them, those countries, and pose a risk to us as well.
Now, those 20 million additional doses will boost the global vaccine sharing commitment from the U.S. to now 80 million doses. China has renewed diplomatic efforts to help facilitate a negotiated end to the conflict in Afghanistan, saying it is ready to hold peace negotiations between the warring Afghans. Foreign Minister Wang Yi discussed peace prospects in phone conversations with his Afghan counterpart, Mohammad Hanif Atmar, and National Security Advisor Hamdullah Mohib. Beijing is increasingly worried the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan will descend the more turmoil-hit neighbor into chaos and a sanctuary for Islamist militants. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.